While some were getting ready to ring in the new year and settle down after the holidays, a Cambridge family is trying to rebuild their lives after they escaped a burning home early Saturday. On December 30, Cassidy Delisle was asleep in bed with her three-year-old daughter when she awoke to the smell of smoke around 5 a.m. They attempted to escape the bedroom, but the doors were tied shut, trapping the family inside. My best friend Zach, who was staying the night in my basement, and Corona, my dog, was on the main floor, wrote Delisle in a GoFundMe post. According to Waterloo Regional Police, the man who is alleged to have set the fire to the home is a 30-year-old from Cambridge who was known to the family. Police allege the fire was intentionally set while the occupants were asleep inside. Our doors were tied shut with extension cords and all the fire alarms were disarmed and laid out on the table in the living room side by side, Delisle wrote. When I woke up to the smell of smoke, I had to kick down my bedroom door as I was trapped upstairs with my child. I had just enough time to exit the front of the house before the living room was engulfed in flames. Police charged the man accused of setting the fire with three counts of attempt to commit murder, arson, disregard for human life, three counts of forcible confinement and possession of stolen goods under $5,000. He remains in custody and police said he will appear in court again January 4. In her GoFundMe post, Delisle said her friend was trapped in the basement for nearly 45 minutes before he was rescued by the Cambridge Fire Department. Police confirm that a 24-year-old Cambridge male was rescued by firefighters and received treatment for smoke inhalation at a local hospital. Now, Delisle and her family are starting off the new year rebuilding their lives. With the help of friends, she created the fundraiser to help get back some of the necessities lost in the fire. Thankfully, the male responsible for this has been arrested, but that doesn't change the fact that I have lost everything I had to take care of myself and my children, she said. Cambridge City Councillor Adam Cooper posted a link to the fundraiser on social media asking the community for help. You may have heard about the disturbing incident on Ballantyne Street, which resulted in multiple charges against the accused, including three of attempted murder. This family has lost their home as a result of the ensuing fire. The details of what occurred are quite shocking, to say the least, wrote Cooper. Let's show these people that Cambridge cares and will come together to help when needed.